Good evening. My name is Marcella and I am calling from Opinion Research. And this evening we are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and we would like to get your opinions. It's only going to take about... Yes?
I don't understand what this is about.
Well, it's basically just a small survey about politics, mostly.
No, I don't think I want to do it.
That's okay.
Well,
you
yeah,
have a good...
I will do it.
You will? Oh, that's great.
Sure.
First, let me ask you, with which political party are you registered?
Republican.
Thank you. Okay, as you are aware, very few people actually vote in the Republican primary elections. So thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican elections for the U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices in St. Lucie County on Tuesday, August 20th? So, the options are, I have already voted.
No, I haven't, but I'm not sure how I'm going to vote yet. I'm still undecided.
Okay, so I could mark it as I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote.
Yes, I will. I'll definitely vote.
Okay, thank you. And now voters in Florida are permitted to request a vote by mail ballot or vote in person. With this in mind, how do you intend to vote in the Republican primary elections on Tuesday, August 20th? Will you vote at the polling place on Election Day by mail with an absentee mail-in ballot, or you will vote early?
It'll be absentee.
Okay, that's great. And may I ask your age?
86.
Thank you. And now, what is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
Oh, 4 years of college.
Okay, thank you. And you will now be giving a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. So I'm going to give you the list. And the first one...
Please talk just a little bit slower.
Oh, that's okay, sorry. Would you like me to read it again?
To what?
To read the instructions again?
No, I'm just I'm kind of hard of hearing. I don't catch everything.
Oh, that's okay. Okay, so the options for each person are very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or never heard of. So
okay, go ahead.
The first one is Richard Del Toro.
Don't know who he is.
Thank you. That's okay. Next, we have Ken Mascara.
Is that for sheriff? I
don't
know. I'm not sure who I know who he is.
Did
you say Ken Mascara?
Ken Mascara, yes.
He's the favorable.
Sheriff. Okay.
Favorable.
Would you say somewhat favorable or very favorable?
I'd say very favorable.
That's okay. Thank you. Next, we have Linda Bartz.
Don't know who she is.
That's okay. Next, we have Kathy Townsend.
I've heard the name, but I really don't know who she is either.
That's okay. And the last person for the list is Keith Person.
Who?
Keith Person.
Yeah, I've heard that name too, but I'm not sure.
That's okay. Thank you. And now, what is the first thing that comes to mind you can tell me about Keith Person from what you've probably heard?
I don't know anything about him.
Okay. That's okay. Thank you. And what is the first thing that comes to mind that you can tell me about Richard Del Toro?
Don't know him.
No, that's okay. And now you will now be asked a few short questions about the upcoming August Republican primary elections. And
okay.
Firstly, we have, if the Republican primary elections for St. Lucie County Commission's District 3 were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? The options are Erin Ann Lowry or Linda Bartz.
I don't know. I think the answer is going to be, I don't know any of them. usually my wife and I discuss this just before we fill out the ballots. and that's when we make our selections.
Yeah. Oh, that's okay. You can choose undecided. Yeah. That's okay.
Okay.
If you had to choose for one, would you lean towards one, or are you still undecided?
Undecided.
That's okay. Now, if the Republican primary elections for St. Lucie County Commission's District 5 were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? The options are Audra Macon and Kathy Townsend.
I don't know yet.
That's okay. And if you had to lean towards one, are you still undecided?
What's that? Undecided, yes.
Okay, thank you. And lastly, if the Republican primary elections for St. Lucie County Sheriff were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Here we have Keith Person, Preston Michael DeFrancesco, or Richard Del Toro?
I don't know. Undecided.
Okay. And if you had to lean towards one, still undecided?
Yes.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Keith Person is doing as the county sheriff?
I don't know. I don't know anything about him, really.
Oh, that's okay. And now, from the following list, we're almost done. We're 80% complete. So what have you seen, read, or heard about Keith Person and his campaign for the St. Lucie County Sheriff in the past few weeks? If you haven't seen, read, or heard anything about Keith Person, you can indicate that as well. So,
well, I heard something bad, and I don't know the truth of it. You know, I don't know if it's accurate or not, but it wasn't good.
Okay. Did you saw it on the television ad? It was a mail, a text message, someone you know maybe mentioned it, or something else?
It was on the computer. It's Apple News, and I get local stuff too, so.
Okay, so
I
can mark
actually remember for sure. It might have been Fox News.
Okay.
I don't know.
I can mark it as something in the mail, since you said it's in the computer. Is that okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, thank you. And now, did what you see, read, or heard recently made you more likely or less likely to vote for Keith Person in the election? Or if it made no difference, you can indicate that as well.
I'll say make no difference because I don't know yet.
Yeah, you're not sure. That's okay.
Yes.
And now, from the following list, what have you seen, read, or heard about Richard Del Toro and his campaign for the St. Lucie County Sheriff?
Don't know anything about him yet.
Okay, that's okay. Haven't seen, read, or heard anything. And now you will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. So if you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
I'm going to say moderate.
That's okay. Thank you. And what is your main racial background? Are you Asian, Hispanic, white, African-American?
White.
Thank you. Then this concludes the survey for today. And thank you so much for participating, and I hope you have a great day.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.